Knowledge of God, knowing there is a God and about his character. The steps toward the knowledge of God are these. Number one, you must acknowledge him. Number two, you must seek him. Number three, you must hear him. Number four, you must believe him. Number five, you must receive him. Number six, you must obey him. And number seven, you must be him. Acknowledging him. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They're corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that does good. Psalm 14:1. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. Hebrews 11, 6b. Seek him. How do you seek him? I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Proverbs 8:17. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Hearing him. Hear me now, therefore, O you children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Proverbs 5:7. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Jeremiah 22:29. But he that received the seed into good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Matthew 13:23. Believing him. Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Mark 9:23. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, and your house. Acts 16:31. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. Receiving him, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans 10:9. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him. Colossians 2:6. Obeying him. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. 1 Samuel 15:22b. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28:20. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Acts 10:42. And he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Being him. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Romans 8:15, 16. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Philippians 2, 5 and 6. Being God is only possible through the indwelling Holy Spirit, who is God. When we offer ourselves as living sacrifices to the Holy Spirit for him to work through us, we then have the mind of Christ and are, in fact, God in the flesh. Until a person reaches that place in Christ where they be God, they have not fully attained the knowledge of God.